Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're journeying into a world of, well, ancient power, epic stories, and gods who, maybe surprisingly, often feel a lot like us. Our focus is Stephen Fry's celebrated book, Mythos, the Greek Myth Retold.
Really interesting choice.
Yeah, and our mission on this deep dive is basically to pull out the essential insights from a review of this book. We want to understand why Mythos has, you know, struck such a chord.
And what makes it special, right? Especially if you're looking to maybe get into the classics for the first time.
Exactly. We're going to try and unpack the key things that make Fry's approach unique and really valuable for getting these enduring stories.
It's definitely a worthwhile deep dive.
Yeah.
The power of Greek mythology is just undeniable. These stories have shaped so much of Western thought, literature, art.
For centuries, millennia even.
Right. But think about the challenge there.
Mm-hmm.
Making these ancient, often really complex, sometimes fragmented stories accessible.
To people today.
Exactly. You're taking centuries of oral tradition, countless different written works, poets, playwrights, historians.
All with potentially different versions.
Often contradictory. It's this huge landscape. So to bring that into one sort of cohesive, engaging narrative without losing the heart of it, that's no small feat.
Okay, so let's jump right in then, right at the beginning, which is where Fry starts in Mythos.
The cosmogony.
Yes, yeah. The creation of the universe itself. He introduces us to the Protogenoi.
Those primordial gods.
Yeah.
The first ones.
Right. So Fry lays out these initial fundamental figures. It kicks off with chaos.
That, you know, formless void.
Yeah. And then right after, Gaia comes into being. Earth herself. The ground we stand on.
Followed by Tartarus, the depths, the abyss.
And then you get these primal forces, Erebus, which is darkness, and Nyx, night. It shows this world sort of born from these stark opposites.
But it's not all dark.
No, because then Hemera, day, and aether, light, emerge, bringing the first kind of balance to this new universe.
And the review suggests Fry handles this really well.
It does. It says this approach does a wonderful job conveying that beginning, laying down what could be an incredibly complex origin story in a way that really connects.
What's really effective there, I think, is how he manages to articulate the genesis of everything with such clarity.
Yeah, because it could be confusing.
Oh, definitely. For a lot of people, just the sheer number of early gods and these abstract concepts, it can be a real barrier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But by giving you this clear foundation, he really sets the stage effectively. Understanding these foundational myths, these origins, it's absolutely crucial for getting the whole picture of Greek mythology later on.
It's the bedrock.
It really is. The bedrock for all the stories, characters, conflicts that follow makes it easier to navigate that huge web of relationships and events.
So from these primordial beginnings, Fry then moves us into a world that's, well, getting populated.
Right.
He skillfully guides us through how existence develops with the arrival of the Titans first.
The generation before the Olympians?
Then the Olympian gods, the ones maybe we're more familiar with. And then even further, bringing in nymphs, lesser gods, all the other divine beings that really make this ancient world feel alive.
It's a massive cast list.
It really is. And it could easily just become overwhelming.
Absolutely, it could. Yeah. And what's interesting is what the review calls the somewhat linear narrative Fry manages to create.
Which is quite an achievement.
It's a significant achievement, especially when you remember these myths weren't originally like one single book. They were collected from numerous ancient sources and authors.
Like Hesiod, Homer.
Right, over hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Often with different versions, contradictions, different viewpoints.
So putting it in order helps.
Yeah, definitely. By creating this structured, approachable flow, Fry makes it much easier for someone learning this stuff to follow the sequence of events, the relationships. It stops that, you know, information overload that can really put people off.
And it's not just introductions, is it? Once he's set up the main gods and their backgrounds, Fry moves smoothly into all those popular stories we might have heard bits of. Many of Zeus's conquests.
Of course.
Stories of divine revenge and retribution and popular stories featuring our Olympian gods.
So you get the drama.
Yes. It's not just a list of who's who. It's a deep dive into their interactions, their escapades, the juicy stuff.
That's what makes it compelling.
And speaking of compelling, one of the observations from the review that really stood out, it actually quotes Fry directly from the book.
Oh.
He writes, "The Greeks created gods that were in their image, warlike but creative, wise but ferocious, loving but jealous, tender but brutal, compassionate but vengeful."
Wow. That's quite a line.
Isn't it? That quote, for me, just perfectly nails the contradictions, the complexities in these gods.
They aren't simple.
Not at all. They're not just perfect, all good beings. They're powerful, sure, but also deeply flawed. They really mirror the whole spectrum of human nature.
The best and the worst.
Exactly. You see it all reflected in them.
And that really raises a big question, doesn't it? What does that portrayal tell us about how the ancient Greeks saw themselves, saw human nature?
Right. What does it mean?
Well, when their most powerful beings show this huge range of often conflicting traits, wisdom right next to ferocity, love tangled up with jealousy, it suggests they really acknowledge the complexities within people.
They weren't afraid to show the messy parts.
Not at all. Think about it. Even Zeus, the king of the gods, he's capable of pettiness, cheating, brutal revenge.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't just fantasy. It was a way for the Greeks to explore their own internal struggles, their moral questions, the chaos of human feelings, but through this kind of divine drama.
Like holding up a mirror.
Exactly. It sort of normalized the idea that even having immense power doesn't mean you're perfect, which is, you know, a pretty relevant idea even now.
Definitely.
Myths often act as these powerful reflections of a society's values, its psychology, the whole human condition. They were a mirror, like you said, not just a story.
So beyond the actual content of the myths, the style of Fry's retelling is really key here, too.
His voice.
Yes, his distinctive voice. The review really focused on that, saying he rewrites these stories in a lighthearted way.
Okay.
And that he's not afraid to add things like dialogue and mannerisms that he thinks fit the characters and situations.
Adding dialogue. That sounds interesting.
It does. So the question then becomes, if Fry's adding his own bits, his own dialogue, does that risk, I don't know, changing the original myths too much? Is it a big departure?
That's a really fair and important question to ask.
Yeah.
But what's kind of surprising, and what the review makes quite clear, is that Fry isn't really breaking from tradition at all. Actually, he's continuing a very old one.
Oh, how so?
Well, his additions, these colloquialisms and quips, they aren't just some modern invention he's thrown in. The review argues they're a continuation of a 3,000-year-long tradition.
3,000 years?
Yeah. This is key insight, I think.
Yeah.
Even famous ancient writers, like Ovid, the great Roman poet.
Right, known for his Metamorphoses.
Exactly. He famously took creative license with these stories. He adapted them, changed them for his audience, for his own artistic purposes.
He wasn't just copying them down.
Not at all. And knowing this, according to the review, actually emboldened Fry. It gave him the confidence to be imaginative in his own retelling.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
It reminds us that these myths were always living things, always evolving narratives. They weren't these static, untouchable texts.
Each generation kind of retold them.
Precisely. They reinterpreted them, retold them for their own time. And Fry is essentially doing that same thing now.
That's actually a really powerful justification for his style. It frames it completely differently.
It does.
And you can really feel that spirit in his writing. The review even pulled out this brilliant, humorous example that just perfectly captures Fry's tone.
Okay. What is it?
He writes, Gaia visited her daughter, Mnemosyne, who was busy being unpronounceable.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Isn't it just that one little sentence? It immediately shows Fry's wit, his playfulness.
Mm-hmm. And how he manages to make even the really ancient, maybe slightly intimidating parts of this world, like, you know, difficult names.
Which Mnemosyne definitely is.
Right. He makes it feel incredibly relatable and, well, fun. It's that kind of touch that makes you chuckle while you're learning.
It draws you in.
Yeah, pulls you deeper into the story without making you feel bogged down or overwhelmed.
Exactly. It's like a little wink to the reader, acknowledging the tricky bits, the complex family trees, the obscure names, but doing it with humor, inviting you in.
Makes the whole experience feel less like homework.
And more like sharing a story. It feels collaborative, enjoyable.
So when you boil it all down, the review really stresses the audience and the purpose of this book.
Who it's for.
Right. It calls Mythos a wonderful place to start for people looking to familiarize themselves with the gods of Greek mythology.
The entry point.
Exactly. And it specifically highlights the benefit for those who maybe don't want to dive into dense original historical accounts, you know, like Hesiod or that collection often called Pseudo-Apollodorus, which can be pretty heavy going.
Right. That's often a huge hurdle for people just starting out. So the book promises that you will undoubtedly leave this book with a detailed overview of the foundation myths and beliefs of the ancient Greeks, and crucially, that you will definitely enjoy the ride.
Sounds like the ideal starting block.
It really does.
And having an accessible entry point like Mythos is just incredibly important for learners, I think.
Why is that so crucial?
Well, The original sources, they're absolutely invaluable for scholars, don't get me wrong. But they can be fragmented, they can be dense, written in language or styles that are really tough for modern readers to get through without a lot of background knowledge.
Right, you need context.
A lot of context. Fry basically provides that solid, engaging foundation. He lets readers grasp the core stories, the main characters, without feeling totally overwhelmed.
Like a guide.
Exactly. It's like having a really knowledgeable, but also very witty, guide leading you through a huge, complex museum, pointing out the most important things, telling you the best stories connected to them.
And these stories, they didn't just stay locked in ancient Greece, did they? The review mentioned something fascinating.
Oh?
The sheer number of footnotes about Greek myth in Shakespeare. Just in Shakespeare alone.
Wow, yeah. That says a lot.
It really does. It just shows how incredibly widespread and influential these myths have been right across the centuries.
Absolutely. That detail really broadens the perspective, doesn't it? It shows the enduring legacy of these myths way beyond their original time and place.
Connects the dots.
It really does. It shows how these ancient narratives didn't just disappear. They seeped into later literature, into art, into culture for millennia.
Shakespeare's just one example.
Exactly. A very powerful example of their cross-cultural, timeless impact. It shows how these stories became like foundational building blocks for countless other storytellers.
Proves their appeal.
Their universal appeal and just incredible staying power. They really are the bedrock for so much of our storytelling tradition, still inspiring new takes, new adaptations today.
So just to wrap up our deep dive then, Stephen Fry's mythos seems like a real powerhouse. It gives you this incredibly engaging narrative of the Greek myths right from the start with Chaos and the Protogenoi, all the way through the dramatic lives of the Olympians.
Covers the key ground.
Yeah, and it gives us this really insightful portrayal of the gods themselves, complex, contradictory, deeply, wonderfully human in a way.
Captures that essence.
And it acts as this fantastic, accessible gateway into a huge ancient world, all delivered with Fry's signature wit and charm, which makes the whole learning journey genuinely enjoyable.
And enriching, you know.
Definitely enriching.
And that maybe leads us to a final thought, something provocative perhaps for you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how these ancient myths, with gods that are so flawed but so powerful and dramas that feel so human, how they continue to resonate. Why are they still being retold thousands of years later?
Yeah.
They clearly reflect these timeless parts of the human condition. Our fascination with where we came from, with power, love, jealousy, revenge.
The big themes.
The biggest themes. What does it actually say about us as humans that we keep coming back to these specific tales generation after generation, finding new meanings, new entertainment, new reflections of ourselves in them?
That's a great question. And it ties back to Fry, doesn't it? How modern storytellers like him manage to keep these ancient narratives not just alive, but relevant, captivating for new audiences.
It's a testament to the power of story itself.
It really is. And it ensures that our deep dive into history, into culture, it just keeps going, always uncovering new connections and fresh insights.